Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
I came across a scoffer in Chicago. I drove up to the filling station to fill up the car that I had rented in Chicago. And it was a typical Chicago Italian. Now, I'm not prejudiced. I got good Italian friends. But you've got to be in Chicago and meet a typical Italian to appreciate this fella. He was at the most 19 years old. And I drove in and gave him the old peps and the smile and said, hi. He says, what do you want? I said, do you honor this card? It was a 76 card. And I had seen on the back that it said some of the Sunoco stations will honor this 76 card. I said, it was a Sunoco station. I said, do you honor this card? He said, have you read the back of the card? I said, yes, I have. It says some of the Sunoco, what station is this? I said, it's Sunoco station. Do you think we'll honor the card? I said, that's what I was asking. And I said, why don't you just fill it up with gas since I know that you honor the card. Well, what kind do you want, ethyl or regular? I said, why don't you put in ethyl? Well, now we have several different kinds of ethyl. I said, why don't you take your choice? As he filled the car up with gas, he looked at the card, and it was my card that I have with our church, and it said EV Free CH for the Evangelical Free Church. And he said, what's every ch? Now, friends, this is a scoffer. I want you to remember that. About that time, my Marine Corps training came to mind. I said, that is the name of the church that I represent. Are you a priest? I said, no, I'm a minister. Every priest I know has a collar. I said, yes, I'm not a priest, I'm a minister. I said, is it about full? One thing after another after another. I asked direction. He said, did you read the sign? And I said, I couldn't see the sign. All the way through. Now, that's a classic example of an extreme scoffer. And the tendency is to fill his mouth with a fist. That's the tendency. Wait a minute. But that won't do the job. Proverbs 9, 7, and 8 kept me from a fight in Chicago. Proverbs 9, 7. Isn't that great? Biblical truth comes to the rescue. I could see it the next morning. Free church pastor started to say, kills filling station attendant. Proverbs 9:7. He who corrects a scoffer gets dishonor for himself. He who reproves a wicked man gets insults for himself. Do not reprove a scoffer, lest he hate you. Reprove a wise man, he will love you.
The book of Proverbs in the Bible has a lot to say about human nature, and it's full of wisdom, especially for young people who want to live life to its fullest. God wants the very best for us. That's why He gave us His Word. And it's as relevant today as when it was written. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Wisdom, and Essential in Handling Problems, was copyrighted in 1972, and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2014 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.